Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right. 2,000 passengers boarded the Ada Vita cruise ship for its first ever 133-day cruise around the world. Now departed last month. It's scheduled to continue through March. In spite of the fact that a norovirus outbreak has everyone on board puking and pooping uncontrollably. Fun times. And speaking of fun times, riding a roller coaster at SeaWorld is pretty fun. Well, it is unless you get hit in the face by a bird. That's what happened to a woman in Florida, and now she's suing SeaWorld. SeaWorld is hoping to have the lawsuit dismissed, arguing that they can't control the actions of wild animals. Meanwhile, in China, they struggled to control the actions of trained animals. A performance at a zoo there was abruptly canceled after a hungry sun bear attacked its handler in front of what we might say is a shocked audience. But shockingly, there were actually no injuries, but they did cancel the show. The good times ended. But that's how it goes sometimes, right? Something that's supposed to be positive ends up going sideways. For example, and I believe Mike will talk about this later, there's a guy in need of a kidney transplant. Now, on average, you're on the list for 3 to 5 years, right? Mm-hmm. This guy lucks out. He's fortunate enough to find a donor. Good stuff, right? Wrong. Turns out that the donor had rabies. Thus, the patient got a new kidney and rabies and ended up dying. That's a weird one. Because, again, the kidney had rabies. But that's what we're talking about today. Not rabid kidneys necessarily, but you think something's going to be positive or something's going to be good, and then, well, it just ends up not being that way. So today's question, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration, is how did a positive situation turn upside down?
To be a part of the big show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to themensroom at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9. KISW.
Hello, Michelle. So here we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,439. What a large in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat on this beautiful Monday afternoon.
It is beautiful, man.
Really nice.
Good God,
there,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exciting return of your guests is as good as mine as football season is kind of winding down a little bit. We have for you today our categories. The NFL experience and the worst cities just released today for traffic in the United States of America.
Two separate lists.
All right. Two separate lists.
So, like, the best NFL experiences, I guess?
If you go well, these are the most expensive. So, as far as your experience goes, justgamblers.com, of all people to study this, they based this on the NFL game day experience and expenses, which includes the price of a ticket, the price for beer, just regular domestic beer, the price for a hot dog, and parking. And then they averaged those all together. And they came up with the 10 most expensive NFL teams for fans.
I'm going to guess the Cowboys have to be one of them. My dad still bitches about going to that stadium, right? Mm-hmm. Stadium's cool. That's great. But he's like, man, they have a contract with, I think it's Miller Lite.
Yep.
So that's the only beer, basically, that you could get. And then they were like $24, you know, every time he got a beer.
Right.
He's like, it's freaking ridiculous, yeah, man. And yeah, then the point he made, he said the stadium is so cool because of that huge video board. He's like, you realize no one looks at the field. Everyone watches
right
the game. Yeah, so he's like, I spent all this goddamn money basically to watch a TV screen at the stadium.
Mm-hmm. Now, believe it or not, as expensive as Seattle is for just about everything, and we know this to be a fact. I ordered 4 cheeseburgers for lunch today from McDonald's.
Yeah.
$37.
Damn.
$37.
With all the fees to get it delivered.
$37. Yeah. All right. Now, believe it or not, the Seattle Seahawks, for as expensive as everything is here, they're 22nd in the league.
All right, so we get reasonable prices,
I mean,
as far as football.
32
goes.
Teams.
Yeah.
So for the most part, you know, one of the cheaper things that you can do in Seattle, which sounds ridiculous when you say it out loud, is go watch the Seahawks at home.
Yeah. Go to an NFL game. Save money.
Oh, it's insane. Some of those games last weekend were $5, including your Seattle Seahawks playing in Atlanta. That was a $5 ticket to get into that game yesterday.
And Atlanta does a really good job with their concessions.
I've heard that.
They do. Actually, they do. They do very well. They've got. What do they got? They got
$5.
They've got a $6 beer, which is not bad, and they got a $2 hot dog.
See, that's the winner right there, man.
Yeah. So, I mean, all things considered, now when you start getting into the world, believe it or not, Seattle would do better if it wasn't for one key stat that they included:
parking.
Parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, parking's ridiculous.
Oh, they get you on that, for
I mean,
sure.
Seattle would have fallen a lot. It would have been a much more affordable experience if you just didn't drive to the stadium.
That's the only thing I hear people bitch about when they go to the games. Honestly, it's the parking. It's not the prices of the stuff. It's just parking.
Yep. Then a report looked into a traffic congestion across the country and found that the typical driver lost 49 hours in 2025. That is a six-hour jump from last year.
Damn.
On average, congestion resulted in $894 worth of time lost per driver, costing the country, believe it or not, about $85 billion. That is an increase of 11% over the previous year.
Damn.
So
That's pretty bad.
And Seattle is one of those towns where it got much worse than the rest of the country. So we've got the 10 worst cities if you're going to be stuck in traffic and driving. And we have the most expensive experiences, so
experience.
To speak. In the NFL. It's coming up with your guess. Is as good as mine at 4:30. And today on the question, we're going to talk about what seems like something that you would look forward to, something that you would be excited about doing, an experience that you would like to enjoy. But every once in a while, bad things can happen.
Yeah, without a doubt.
As far as just, your overall experience. I know, Steve, you mentioned last week about someone who's very excited to go see a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And they were only there for a couple songs.
Yeah, I will not dime out this person. I had said, hey, because they've been talking about this concert for months leading up to it. And Ted, you know this person, I'll tell you off air. And so finally, I said, hey, man, how was the show? And I'm at the bar, so she's headed to the bathroom. She's like, oh, it was great. And, thanks again. So, hey, no worries. And she walks out of the bathroom and she says, look, I can't lie to you. I'm like, what's going on? She's like, I don't really make the show. I'm like, what happened? She's like, oh, no, we pre-gamed. I did not eat.
And,
oh, yeah. So I think maybe a song had played before she got booted. Right? Security asked her to leave, but then as a result, what made it worse was she was there with some other friends, so they kind of all had to go. So she's like, yeah, some people are very unhappy with me right now. So I said, look, man, you don't have to apologize to me. When it's stuff like that, yeah. I'm like, believe me, I'm a veteran of that type of thing. But she was so excited for months and months, always going on about it, got the tickets, man, and yeah, booted by the first song.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, damn.
Oh, so it wasn't even like, I got too drunk, I got to leave. Like, security was like, you
got
to go.
Yeah, security was like, hey,
that's a different level.
You've got, right, that's the difference. You can police yourself and say, you know what? I drank too much. I'm going to go home. But, all right, that's one thing. It's different when security walks up and says, hey, you cannot be here, man.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, so the whole thing went down in flames. I felt bad. I'm like,
we know how much a ticket costs to go see
a show. There's a climate pledge, man.
I mean, I'm just laughing because it's funny. But trust me,
I mean, the whole night's going to cost money when you go out to, have a few drinks beforehand, maybe get some food.
Well, and you're so amped up, especially if you're going to, you're going to a show, you're all excited.
Yeah. And half the time, it could just be based on, maybe how drunk you get or just something that happens that you don't expect. And we'll start with this.
That is the last person I thought it was going to be.
Exactly. And she felt really bad. And I'm like, look, man, don't feel bad on my
day. I feel bad now because that person's so nice.
All the time.
Yeah.
Right. Always keeps it together. Right. Real sweet.
Yeah.
And this is the one time. And I'm like, unfortunately, I was at the show that you wanted to see, man. But I'm like, I get it. Like, so I was just telling her, I understand you feel bad. You could tell that she felt bad about it. But I'm like, don't feel bad on my behalf. Just feel bad for you.
Right. Well, look, it happened this summer, right? Me and my buddies, we went out to the Gorge for the Outlaw Country Festival.
All right.
Right. So I forget who the opener was, but we got in there. We saw Billy Strings. Beautiful day, Memorial Day weekend. And then I just don't personally care for Bob Dylan. Like, I respect what he's done for music.
Sure. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
My parents didn't play. I just didn't grow up with a ton of Dylan. But we're at that bar down there, like, right next to the stage, right? I look over. My buddy Rob, he's having a moment, right? I didn't realize how important Bob Dylan was to him.
Okay.
And about song five ends, and then wind picked up, and Bob Dylan said, I got to leave the stage because there's a weather advisory.
Oh, see? How many more times is Bob Dylan going to be around?
He announced the tour today. He ain't coming here.
Right.
Okay.
But so, I mean, I was kind of like, oh, weather delay. But I looked over and you could just see the emotion draining out of Rob's body.
That sucks, man.
And he goes, this is really all I came for.
Oh, man.
Sorry, bud.
So sad. Well, that's kind of what we're talking about today.
Yeah.
You thought it was going to be a positive situation somehow. Depending on what the factor is, it turns upside down. So they say cruise clusters of norovirus are making their presence felt this year. And it's been a while. Believe it or not, it's been a few years. The latest outbreak logged on Ada Cruz's first ever around the world cruise.
Yeah, this is their maiden voyage.
This is
man.
The Poseidon type of situation. The German cruise line. This, by the way, is a brand new vessel. It's the Adia Diva. It departed Hamburg on November 10th for a 133-day trip. Stop scheduled in the UK, the United States, Mexico, Costa Rica, South Africa, and Japan.
Wow.
All right. But passengers began experiencing vomiting and diarrhea after a stop in Boston. Then that continued on to New York and then Miami. Now, according to the CDC, 95, about 100 of the 2,000 passengers and six crew have fallen ill. The cruise line, and you don't just get off the boat.
No.
You got to, I mean, you're going around the world. I mean, it's going to take 133 days. You fight this out. I mean, you don't get off in New York and I'll just fly home.
No, that's not how it works.
This is something you've been planning for years. This cruise is sold out. It has been for years.
Really?
It's been sold out for 5 years. Look, they went to build this boat.
Okay.
And said, we're going to do this. This boat is going to be able to handle this. It's going to have all the new bells and whistles. And we're going to take it around the world.
All right.
So when you sign up for this thing 5 years ago, like, look, can you imagine signing up for something right now? It's going to be 5 years ago. Normally, it only happens if, like, it's a Metallica concert.
Right.
Or something like that. But yeah,
you got to really plan stuff out 5 years ahead.
To look that far down the road, you know, situationally, and you pay for all that stuff.
So all of it.
It's already been paid for. But the cruise line says it responded by ramping up cleaning protocols and isolating those passengers who were sick. Now, norovirus has been the main culprit behind most cruise ship gastrointestinal outbreaks of 21 CDC reported cruise outbreaks. 16 were tied to the norovirus. It was linked last year to 15 of 18 outbreaks, just to give you an idea. But apparently when it hits you, it is bad. And they know the cruise ships tend to mirror wider trends ashore, where outbreaks are also on the rise. But for whatever reason, there is a new dominant strain out there. Ada pointed out this is the peak time of seasonal illness, adding with the additional hygiene measures, cases are slowly going down on the boat, and the cruise is expected to continue until March.
Have fun with that.
So they're going to keep sailing on. But even if you're not sick, the threat of getting sick.
Yeah, just touching anything on the boat. And I like how they say, well, you know, norovirus, it does not affect cruise ships nearly as much as just normal people on mainland. I'm like, but you could stay home.
Right.
Or you call out from work. I'm not stuck on a boat around thousands of other people.
From.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you hear about it.
And being that sick, not at home, is awful.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Right. Have you ever gotten sick like that on vacation? Maybe you went to Mexico and drank the water where you're supposed to. It just sucks worse.
You know what, to me it is, it's forgetting the small things. Like, I eat ice. So just to remember.
Oh, they'll remind you, man.
Remember in my brain, no matter what I do, not to chew on ice cubes after I get a Coke or whatever. Those are the brushing my teeth. Just dumb stuff.
But a lot of places, they'll even
bottled brag. Water. I don't even think about it, you know?
Yeah, they'll tell you, look, man, we use bottled water, or the ice is from a filtered system or something. But, like, that's a brag point at some of those restaurants. Right.
There was a guy that had a restaurant on the beach in the Dominican Republic. And it was a seafood place. And they specialized in rock lobster.
Rock lobster!
That was a butterfly down the middle and then spatchcock grilled.
All right.
And they turn it over and fill the whole thing up with butter, serve it to your table. It is a grilled lobster. It is probably one of the best tasting lobsters I've ever had in my life. I'm not the biggest lobster fan.
Right.
This was absolutely freaking phenomenal. It was great. Also got some ceviche. I don't know what got me sick.
Probably the ceviche.
I was sick for 3 days. Now, I was only down there for five.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, you fly one day and you fly another day, and there's your whole week right there.
Yeah.
So for more than half of the trip, I couldn't stomach anything. I mean, anytime I would drink water, I was throwing up water. And the problem is,
were you pooping too?
Oh, yeah. You can't just drink water out of the sink in the Dominican Republic. You got to go buy bottled water.
Mm-hmm.
So I got six of these things. As soon as I drink one, man, I throw it right back up.
Damn.
I couldn't even keep down bottled water. It was that. I mean, I was sweating. I thought when that thing hit me, I told my wife, I think I'm going to freaking die.
Right.
I mean, I am sweating. This is also one of these hotels that did a ceiling fan, but it was an older kind of like little huts. So you really didn't have air conditioning. So it gets hot.
So you're just hot.
So now you're just sweating.
Hot at night in the Dominican. And I mean, I got swamp ass.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been going to the bathroom so much, and nothing is solid. I mean, nothing is solid.
God. And even, I'm guessing the ceviche, man.
Even to go up and sit at the pool, I had to get in the shade. I could not sit in the sun. I was just like, I was turning into a raisin. You know, I was just like, I couldn't even lay down.
Because, right, all dehydrated.
Because I felt so bad the entire time. We had plans. We were supposed to do this, that, and the other. There I am just another thing is, you're cold, but you can't put a blanket on top of you.
Right.
Because, you know, it's too hot, but your body's cold.
But there's nothing you can do to warm up. Like, the blanket right. won't even help.
You can't warm up on the inside. It's hot on the outside.
Sure.
You're sweating like you're in a sauna. Like, we at one point in time had to call the services to come up and change the sheets because they were so soaking wet with my sweat.
God.
There was no real place for, you know, my wife to lay down without being covered in just, you know.
Sick sweat.
Right. And
that's not hers.
Well, and again, if you're home, it's like at least it's your own bed.
Yes.
And your own stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It just makes it a little bit better.
Because right. it's the comfort of home.
Yeah. Right?
If you're going to feel that bad, wouldn't you rather be home?
And when I got off the airplane, the shuttle bus was an hour and a half or 2 hour drive up a very windy mountain road, then back down to a beach, blah, blah, right. blah, blah, blah. That's where the hospital was where the airport was. So for me to even, and that shuttle bus was taking people specifically to that hotel or a couple other hotels yeah. that dropped off. But either way, it wasn't like there was a ride back to the hotel or I mean to the hospital, to the yeah. airport. I'd have to find a ride, you know, through those windy roads that are gravel and, you know, I mean, switchbacks, car yeah. sickness, you know, just
right.
the entire thing just to get to the hospital. If I wanted to go there, it sucked.
She just waited out, basically?
I basically did, yeah. I mean, the cold shower after cold shower after
How
cold
long
shower.
After you ate did this thing hit?
This was about an hour and a half.
Damn, that's it.
It was fast.
I'm a thrill. It's got to be the ceviche.
Right, because I mean,
it just seems like if the lobster's cooked, it's got to help.
You're pretty safe, right? Then you have raw fish, and I know they put citrus and all that kind of thing on there, but it's like, I'm always wary of getting ceviche at a restaurant. Not for any reason other than, look, I used to serve it all the time, but I felt a lot more comfortable because I had prepared it. I know what I had yeah. done. I knew my hands were washed, all that. And I'm sure it's very good. But like my mother, she'll order ceviche in a heartbeat. She's like, do you want some? I'm like, no, I yeah. don't want to risk it, man.
I pick and choose by the restaurant.
I mean, you get a sense.
Right. You know, but it's like, I don't know. If you're just slinging $2 tacos and ceviche, I'm like, I pass.
Yeah, exactly. The chef was the guy. The chef was also the waiter. It was like one of those yeah. guys where he came out. And he asked where we were from. We told him where we were from. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, I spent 5 years in D.C. And I was like, well, did you like it? I mean, did you enjoy living there? He's like, man, I was in the pen. He's like, then I got deported down here, man. He's like, I didn't really see much of it. He's like, I was only there for a week before they throw my ass in jail for something.
So probably didn't love it.
Yeah. He said, I didn't really have much of an experience there. How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room.
Performance at the Hangzhou Wildlife Park in China. Went a little off the rails there. As they never give a twin a bear and its food. A handler learned this the hard way when a hungry sun bear attacked him for the snacks that he had in his hand. At first, the bear looks cute. Sun bears famously look like humans in bear suits. So alarm bells really didn't go off for anyone in the audience. Until the bear basically body slammed the handler to the ground, fiercely trying to get at the snacks. Another staffer is then seen rushing in with a mini basketball hoop.
Did you see the video?
Yes, using it as a net to restrain the animal. As the shocked audience gawked at the scene before them, which was feet away. Other workers also swarmed the scene, armed with sticks and stools, trying to do anything they could to get this animal off of the handler. One guy hilariously scrambled over with a macaw. A giant parrot still flapping on his wrist, which did not help at all.
No, it did not.
The tussle came to an end when the crew was finally able to separate the bear from the man. But believe it or not, no one was reported injured. And it's no surprise that the performance was canceled and all the performances for the rest of the day were canceled as well. Our question, how did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Cheyenne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen. It's been a minute.
Hola. So what went wrong?
As I've mentioned before, I'm a motivational speaker, and when I do those, I open it up to questions, anything people want to know, because I like to be transparent. Now, a lot of times that's good, and I do get to get a positive message out, but sometimes it kind of goes sideways and just gets weird. People want to know about, like intimate experiences that I may have had. People want to know about, like,
they're just openly asking this in front of the full audience.
With what you got, can you F or not?
Yeah, I mean, and it's unbelievable how much people's sheer morbid curiosity just takes over. It really does.
What's the most uncomfortable question? And do you still answer it, or do you say, I'd rather not answer it?
Very rarely do I not answer, because I do like to, especially when it comes to disability stuff, I like to spread as much awareness as I can.
Sure.
Usually what I'll say, the weirdest question I've been answered was probably like, can you use the bathroom on your own, from someone that had just seen me in the bathroom, like when we were on a break or something. And as far as the intimacy questions, I just say, yes, everything works, and just leave it at that.
Yeah, but you live in Wyoming. How are you going to get it to work if there's no one to work it with?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, South Dakota for the thousandth time.
Right. I know. We always screw it up.
Sorry.
Every time.
But no, it's all good.
Do they ever get real specific? Like, are you in the analingus, or is it just, does your stuff work?
It's basically just, does everything work? But it's amazing, like in a public forum, so to speak, how comfortable people get just throwing it out there, you know?
Okay. All right.
Do you ever ask them back, how about you?
No, I usually try to keep it pretty cordial, although oftentimes I'd like to ask them that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That is a little uncomfortable.
Well, people must feel comfortable with you, you know, enough to ask you those questions.
Yeah, you're doing a good enough job, right?
Sure. Man. How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
I love that's what people want to know. Did your penis work? All right, cool. Don't care about anything else, right?
It's like a very odd, straightforward, like, thanks for the speech. Anyhow, junk work?
Does your penis work? Yeah. All right, man. Yeah, cool. Good meeting you. See, otherwise, they have no sympathy to offer you as long as your penis works. That's essentially what it is. You can go up there and you can tell everything about any of the disabilities. People go, yeah. Look, if your penis works, we don't feel bad for you.
No.
That's all.
Still seems aggressive. Like, if I saw a woman give a motivational speech about tough times in her life and everything, I don't think I'd be like, so your boob's real? Well, look nice.
Just curious. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bye.
Hola.
How you doing, guys?
Doing well, man. Thank you.
The seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Well, you got through two sentences.
All right, let's try that again, John.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah, we understand. We understand.
My mistake. This might not be the exact idea you guys were thinking of. But I just tried to make a kid's day that was picking up dog poop, and it just backfired. It just backfired. So you remember the Iron Bull in Wallingford?
Yeah.
So the standard thing was is you'd park about a block away because there was no parking there. So I took my girlfriend there after work, and, you know, we sat a block away. I smoked a bowl, pounded a PBR tall boy, and we're sitting there getting ready to go in. For sure, your radio show was on. You know, it was about 4:30 in the afternoon because we're early birds. And I'm watching a block ahead a young brother and an older brother, you know, a 10-year-old kid and his 6-year-old little brother walking their dog across the street up ahead of us. And older brother is walking the dog. He's in charge. Younger brother is tailing behind with kind of his head down. He looks kind of sad. And you can see him asking older brother, can I walk the dog? Can I have the leash? And older brother's turned around saying, no, it's really obvious. So I'm telling, you know, I'm pointing this out to my girlfriend who just wants to get the heck out of there. She's like, can we just please go to the bar? We're attracting attention, you know? And, sure enough, dog, who was not quite a puppy, not quite full grown, hunches up and just, you know, releases a coil right there. And older brother turns back to younger brother, and you can see him pointing down, pick up that dog poop. So younger brother gets out the dog poop bag. And starts bundling it up. And I'm sitting here watching this, pointing out to my girlfriend, like, look at that. That's garbage, dude. Younger brother's being a bitch, dude. Older brother's being mean. He's making him pick up the dog poop. He won't let him walk the dog. And I have a little extra money in my pocket because I had a good day at work. And I'm saying to myself, and I'm saying to my girlfriend, hey, I'm going to make that little kid's day, dude. So I bust out my wallet and pull out a $10 bill, and I jump out of the car. You know, we're about half a block away, and I start running up as little brother's finished picking up the dog poop and older brother's half a block down, and I start running up yelling, hey, that was good work. That was good work. And they both freeze. The dog was spacking me its head. It, you know, its ears pop up. I'm like, hey, man. That was good work, dude. Little brother, you picked up that dog crap. That was awesome. I've got money. And younger brother yells up to his older brother, Bryson, there's a guy. And I'm like, hey, no, wait, you don't understand. Because I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to make this little guy's day, dude. He's going to get $10 in his pocket for doing the right thing and having to put up with his big brother who's kind of a jerk, right? And he starts running down the street, and I'm like, no, wait,
Are you chasing after this kid now?
Practically. Damn near, dude. Because then my girlfriend gets out of the car. You know, I'm halfway down the block and she's yelling, John, stop! And I'm yelling to this kid, no, you don't understand. I've got money. they booked it down the street. Yeah. Obviously, they went home and told their mom and dad.
That was
not at all my attention, dude. And that's typical John. That's typical John type of stuff.
I'm getting that vibe from you, man. Yeah, I am too. I just have the sense that it would go wrong. I don't know why. Yeah, there's something about it.
It always does, man. I had good intentions. So I just saw this little brother being disrespected. He didn't get to walk the dog. All he got to do was pick up the dog crap.
I'm like, man,
he's going to have an extra $10 in his pocket.
Instead, he's getting chased by a wild man.
Yeah. It's a little weird. Maybe don't do that. This happened years ago. Not my current dog, but the dog before that. Always pick up after the dog. Always. Every time. Not a big deal. It's just part of owning a dog, right? So I'm living in Greenwood at this time. In Seattle, once a year, it's like the night out or something where all the neighbors get together.
Yeah.
And so all these people, they set up their tables on this one side street. And that'd be like 30 people out there. And they're super nice, right?
They close the street down.
Yeah. And you recognize some. You've seen around the neighborhood. So I'm walking my dog. They recognize me. They recognize the dog. Somebody's kind of yelling back and forth. They're like, hey, man, when you're done, you know, you should come back, grab your family, join us. And I'm like, you know what? I might do that, right? Everyone's real positive kind of vibe going on. And I realize my dog is now taking a crap. No big deal. I don't have my bag with me. It is blown out of my pocket, but I did not know it had blown out of my pocket until the dog had to poop and I got to pick it up. So my dog poops. Then I realize I don't have a bag. And now all these people are quiet and they're all just looking at me. And I'm like, oh, my God. This is like the worst feeling in the world. And I'm kind of, and I think they thought I'm putting on a show, you know, because I'm reaching around trying to find the bag. I'm kind of frantic. I'm like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. So I just had to walk away with the dog. There's a pile of S there. I get back to the house. The bag had blown out of my pocket, basically at the front door. It's sitting there waiting for me. I let the dog in, grab the plastic bag, and walk all the way back down there to pick up the poop. But by then, they'd already passed judgment on me because they're thinking the only reason he's doing this is because we all witnessed it. And I'm like, man, I wanted to tell him, like, I swear to God, I had a bag. I was going to pick it up. That is not a good feeling at all. It really isn't.
How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Ben. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, bitches.
Hola.
So back in college, I had just broken up with my high school sweetheart of a couple years. And so I was feeling, you know, frisky, and I was flirting around with another girl. And it was a girl that I'd known for absolutely years, so I was really excited for it. We had planned on hooking up at this party that we were all, you know, going to go to. A kid's parents were out of town in Hawaii, and so we were like, yeah, let's go. And so we all got there, you know, we were all drinking. And this girl that I'd been talking to for a couple weeks, like both in person and texting and, you know, pretty heavily flirting, you know, all the signs were there, pictures were exchanged. She just flat ignores me at this party. And I was like, wait, what the hell's going on? Or what the heck's going on? And I was just very confused. And then I got super drunk instead, which never a good option. And then later on that night, not only did I end up walking in on her having a threesome with another guy and his girlfriend, but I ended up drunk texting my ex-girlfriend being like, you'll never find somebody like me. I was like 20 years old. You know, I was just dumb.
Was she, she wasn't your ex-girlfriend though, was she?
No. I ended up texting my ex-girlfriend because the rebound instead opted for a threesome with another guy and his girlfriend, which honestly you can't really blame her as an
adult. I was going to say, man, I mean, you know, it's a threesome. What are you going to do? So did you ever find out why she completely ignored you? Or was that why she completely ignored you?
That was why. She just had other plans. She was like, you know what? I'm in college. I want to have fun where I can have fun. And this was the option that had the most fun. And I was like, you know what? I can't even be too mad.
No, I tend to agree with her.
Yeah, I mean, did you ask to join? Like, hey, looking for a fourth?
No, the second I walked in the room, because I drunkenly was kind of wandering the house, because I was like, where'd everybody go? And of course I knew where everybody went. And I walked in, and there they were, and they were like, get out! And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was just dumb and super drunk. I ended up taking 4 or 5 shots of 151 after I was already drunk.
That's a bad morning, too.
Puked on the dishes in the sink. It was a bad thing.
I don't care.
No. You know, 20.
I mean, again, I think we've all been there.
I was going to say, that's the right age.
But maybe not walking in on a threesome, but everything else about his night. Like, yeah, I've been there. Like, you know what?
Yeah, I have not been there, but I've been everywhere else.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I know I'm hammered, but you know what? Let's do more shots. Because what could possibly go wrong other than everything?
Well, my roommate and I, we were with a woman, but we weren't exactly at the same time. Like, it's the right way to put this. It was definitely a devil's three-way.
But were you all involved at the same time, or was it more like a baton?
You go, I'll go.
Okay.
So, you know, because that was her.
So
that's what she wanted. He did.
Oh, see, man, I'd be like, can I go before you, man?
At the time, though, it doesn't matter. I didn't care. Switch ends.
I didn't care.
Different ends, yeah.
I was just like, don't rub your, he was real hairy, Chad. I was like, don't rub your hairy leg up.
Hey, you just don't want to, he don't want to touch you, but sometimes it can happen.
Well, my skin is nice and soft. You know, he was built like.
Did he brush it?
Well, he had like real, real wiry hair.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't just like, you know, he was covered in a pelt. I mean, he was covered in just like, you know. I mean, pubes.
Right. Pubes everywhere.
Exactly. So I was like, dude, don't touch me. That was the only thing. I mean, just don't rub your hairy ass leg up against me, man.
How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Tanner. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, guys.
Hola.
Okay, so I've listened to you guys for a while, and I think this was actually a question a while back, like torture question of what you would have to be stuck listening to. So I found 32 years old, and I went to Disneyland for the first time over Thanksgiving, and it was packed. I was not expecting it, but my girlfriend, she's gone before, so we was like, I got to experience, you know, all the rides that we can. And I'm like, well, it's a small world after all. I got to go on that.
Why? Because Why would you think that?
Well, because it's been around forever. It's like, you know, it's the ride.
Had you ever heard anyone say it was awesome? Like, anytime anyone brings up that ride, like, no one talks about it positive.
No. Not unless it's August and it's 110 degrees outside and you need to cool off.
Yeah. So it was the holiday overlay for it. And it was maybe like our third ride of the day. And we're going on it. Well, we maybe make it like, I don't know how long it is total, but we were going through it. And then all of a sudden, like, all the boats just start colliding. Like, we ran into the boat in front of us, and the boat behind us ran into us, and we're all kind of getting this stuck. And then we all ended up getting stuck on it for about 45 minutes.
Is that song playing the whole time? Oh, my God.
The entire time.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm pretty sure that was one of your questions a while back. Like,
I think, I know people that love going to Disney parks and hate that ride.
That's what I'm saying. I've never heard a glowing review. That's the one. I don't even know why they still have it. You know, nobody.
I think little kids like it, and it is, if you're in Florida, it is air conditioned.
Right.
But that's about it.
I was on Jurassic Park, which is, they put you in a Jeep and they take you through, you know, the dinosaurs pop out and all that crap. So it's a rumbling thing, but it's actually on a rail. It looks like a Jeep, but it does all the rumbling stuff and kind of gives you that, you know, that the whole experience, the ride when stuff jumps out, the Jeep leans and you know, it does all that crap, right? And it's the ride is going fine. There's nothing that I know is going wrong, but some kind of mechanical issue happened to this thing. So there we are in the dark for a long time, probably like 15, 20 minutes. Fortunately, this room is air conditioned. Right?
So this is an indoor thing.
Right.
Okay.
Now, so at one point, you know, they turn the floodlights on and you can see like somebody with a ladder and walking around and all that stuff. And eventually they just shut the damn thing down. But, you know, now the curtain's pulled back on this thing. They turn all the lights on in the inside.
Oh, that's got to kill any kind of sense of magic.
And you're looking around. Well, it was kind of intriguing to see how they did it. But at the same point in time, you're looking around going like, oh, that's how they do that.
Yeah.
And then you're just like, but it was so weird because you had to walk all the way out. Like, think about the haunted house we went to.
Yeah.
You had to walk all the way back out through everything that you just came through to go in through the front door, the back door, wherever it was. And it was just, it's just a warehouse. It was just really a warehouse with a track in the middle.
And you don't want to see, I've been on Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Where something happened. So they had all the lights on.
And you can't believe how the headspace you have, too.
Right. It's just, you realize, like, oh, this is just an old wooden roller coaster. But it's usually dark in there, so it's fun.
So is Jurassic Park.
But Miles is exactly right. Seeing it all, it was like, yeah, it's kind of, it takes the magic away. Yeah, 100%.
To me, I always equate it to Kiss taking off their makeup. They took off their makeup, and you're like, man, you guys aren't really good.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, like, we had to make them, and it was just this whole thing, so you don't realize that maybe the music's kind of stupid. But
you have a limited amount of time. I mean, you're there for the day.
Yeah.
And that's an hour that you waited just to get on this thing.
And then
so it wasn't like
on.
You just walked on the thing. You know, I mean, you were in line forever.
I have been in Disney World where the Aerosmith Rock and Roller Coaster got shut down for a safety reason.
All right.
But we were, like, in the room about to go on. And they were like, you can leave or you can wait. So we're like, oh, we're going to wait it out. So they were like, when they fixed it, it was only like half an hour. They were like, all right. We're going to run it twice for you guys.
They kicked Aerosmith out, by the way.
It was like, sweet.
Did you hear that?
That one's gone?
Well, they kept the roller coaster, but they're changing the theme. Steven Tyler and all that crap's gone. He used to do the intro and like
yo, right, rock and roll.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's cool, but it's very dated.
Yeah. Yeah, for a fact. I think they're doing Minions or whatever.
Of course.
How did a positive situation turn upside down? 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.